What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you doing today?
I am doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing, as usual.
Anytime someone asks me in real life how you're doing, I'm good, cool, whatever. Tired, a little sore, whatever. On the podcast, always stupendous. I don't think I've used stupendous outside of the podcast. Maybe like once a year ever. Who is actually doing stupendous? The youth out here. Because we have 6 youth-focused positive news stories for today. Before we get to that, make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Helps us with all those 5-star reviews. Share this positive news to everyone out there and show just how many great people are out there in the world. And the younger generation, too, that we're about to focus on today. Tim, what do you have for your first positive news story?
I have a story about Ashwath Kaushik. Hopefully, I didn't mess that name up. But Ashwath, he is 8 years old, 6 months and 11 days, and he became the youngest player ever to defeat a grandmaster in a classical tournament chess. I think it's amazing. I think we did the story where the kid last year actually beat a grandmaster at 8 years old, and he actually beat his record this year. So I think this is pretty amazing. But he went to this tournament, he entered it, he did really well, and he ended up got to play the grandmaster where he showed out. How he started playing chess though was pretty cool. His parents saw him just like every other kid being glued to an iPad or a video game. So they decided, you know what, we need to jump ahead of this. How can we combat this? Let's introduce him into chess. And when they introduced him into chess, they introduced him to chess online. And then the pandemic happened. He was a little kid. And what does he do? Plays chess, 2-3 years old, just playing online for hours and hours. So now at 8 years old, he's an expert. And now he beat a grandmaster, making him the youngest to do. I thought it was awesome because why? The youth are awesome with the Positive Truth.
With the Positive Truth podcast. How old is Layla again? 5.5, 5 3/4, 5 and whatever.
Oh my goodness. She'll be 6 in 2 months.
Yikes. Ooh. Getting old, Tim. We're getting old.
I know. What just happened?
But are you going to sign Layla up for Girl Scouts?
Probably. She's going to want to.
Okay. So my first positive news story is about the Girl Scouts. In Brentwood, Tennessee, some Girl Scouts went above and beyond for their communities because not only are they Girl Scouts, they all love dogs. So what they did is they raised money to buy a microchip scanner for their community. The girls sold their Girl Scout cookies. They're like, selling cookies is really fun, but what we really care about is helping people find their lost animals. These installed scanners, anyone can have, and it can scan the dog for the microchip. If it pulls up and can tell the dog's name, address, where they're supposed to be at if the dog is lost. Their community didn't have that, and these Girl Scouts raised money to make sure anyone that loses a pet, they can find it with this microchip scanner. It's a microchip scanner for the whole community. And I just really thought you'd like this story for sure, Tim, here on The Positive Truth.
Absolutely. It definitely made me think about my daughter and made me think also about me being a Cub Scout back in the day for a couple of years. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Shout out to these Girl Scouts out here saving pets everywhere.
Shout out to these Girl Scouts saving pets everywhere. What do you got, Tim?
I have an awesome news story. This elementary school is doing a fundraiser with a twist. So how they're doing it is you donate not by giving money, but by giving time. They are asking you to do a nice deed, a nice gesture for somebody else, whether that's just saying hello to somebody, giving them a positive letter, going to cut somebody's grass, helping somebody cross the street. It does not matter. These kids set out to find adults and other just peers in their community to go do positive things in their community. This actually is working for their community as well. These kids are talking to each other more. Everybody's becoming more social with each other and just more comfortable around each other. And that was the goal, just to help these kids create positive acts of kindness and be confident doing so. And I thought this was a 10 out of 10 idea. A lot of the times we're raising money for charities that we may not even see where the money goes to. So instead of doing that, you can always do this and give back to your community. I think it's amazing, 10 out of 10 idea, and the youth are awesome for continuing this positivity train.
Absolutely. Before we get to our last three positive news stories, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stress of the wife, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. I encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Free food. Went out to eat with the fam bam the other day, and we ended up getting some free appetizers and a free dessert, and it was fire, man. I was definitely feeling blessed that day. I eat way too much. I weigh more than I ever did in my life right now, and that's cool.
And why'd you get free food?
I don't know, honestly. We said hello.
What do you mean you don't know? You didn't ask?
Southside problems. Nah, man. Sent it over. The dude sent it over. He said hello to us. I ended up knowing him from back in the day or whatever. I said, hi, how are you? And 5 minutes later, we had this like big old appetizer sitting at our table. My parent-in-laws, they were like super happy, like throwing down. Like, oh, this is amazing. What is this? Who was that guy? It was funny. And then at the end, like, we got some free dessert and everybody was too full. But yeah, I was pushing limits. So I'm like, I'll take it. I'll eat it. It's all good.
Tim knows everyone, or everyone knows someone that knows Tim on the south side of Oklahoma City.
That may be true. South side problems. That may be true.
We're about to get some captivating podcasting. I'm grateful for moments of friends coming together. So it's Carlos's birthday a week. By the time this episode comes out, it'll be like a week since his birthday. Asked him what he did. His wife took him to the Cheesecake Factory. I was like, well, who's watching the kids? He was like, Eva's 15. She's watching the kids. We got free babysitter. We hung out. It was great. We got two appetizers, four cheesecakes, and two entrees. And we were just talking about like food places because, you know, Los and Lita are connoisseurs. They have their little date nights. And I was like, oh, yo, we should go to Gabriella's. He was like, we should go. I was like, they got the family style. He was like, yo, we should go. Tim, you and Edna want to go to the Gabriella's?
Yeah, what you mean? I was like, when am I going to get this invite?
We were just talking about like doing more things, since most of the time we just work and go home. We should do more. Facts. You were talking about the chess thing earlier, the kid that learned chess, board games. We should do it.
I love me some board games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We should do more fun things, especially since we have more staff to cover. So yeah, grateful for, I guess, fun moments with friends here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Tú sabes.
I am also grateful for volunteering. Franklin, Tennessee, a young man named Kenny Royer, he volunteered at the Davis House Child Advocacy Center. It's a Franklin-based nonprofit that guides families through traumatic abusive experiences. And he was so moved at 17, he was like, I want to do something else, not just volunteer here. I want to do something else to help. And growing up, Kenny loved stuffed animals. And he saw a kid there that never had a stuffed animal before. They got him a stuffed animal, and he was just like, this kid was just so happy. And he was like, I never want any kid in my city, Franklin, ever not to have a stuffed animal. Anyone that goes through this facility needs a stuffed animal. So on his own at 17, he raised $3,000 for the organization and had 200 people or 200 with stuffed animals donated to this organization. So every kid can have one that goes through it. He says he doesn't want them to just have one. He wants them to have two, because everyone needs a friend, even stuffed animals. I think it's a wonderful, positive news story of someone, a young man who volunteered and was so just moved by it that he ended up helping the organization even more. And that's everything you want from the youth and from a volunteer organization. I think it's absolutely wonderful here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Positivity all around. Here's something that you didn't know about me, JP. I think it was sophomore year of high school. I went to school every single day with a monkey, a little stuffed animal monkey I had in my backpack that I would walk around with. I got it stolen like 3 or 4 times from some girls, but I got it back every time, man. Got it back.
Tim was a flirt, let's just say, in high school. That's what the girls were doing with his monkey.
I was reeling them in with the stuffed animal, man.
We need to focus before Andy gets on to you. What's your next positive news story?
Facts. I have this amazing news story. This reminded me of my daughter, because I'm sure she would do something like this. I have a 6-year-old girl. Her name is Olivia. Olivia was playing outside with her neighbor, and she noticed there was a fire. This fire was like right on top of her house. Literally, it was on her roof. She immediately, JP, immediately, without hesitation, ran inside, saw her mom, her siblings, who are 1 and 2, sleeping, she woke them up and got them out of the house safely. Now, her grandmother was like, I can't believe Olivia got Laura out. Laura is her daughter, which is Olivia's mom. I can't believe she got her out. She's only 6 years old. And what ended up happening was the fire started at a neighbor's house, which the fire spread really quick, ended up getting into Olivia and Laura's house, ended up doing a lot of damage that's irreparable. Cannot say that word.
I think both.
That's how you know it's late. So yeah, they're not able to fix it, but everybody did get out safe. They're going to fix the house the best way that they can and keep it pushing. But I thought this was amazing because Olivia at 6 years old saved our entire family from a house fire. It's wild to me. And I know if I told this story to Layla, she would be like, I want to do that. And it's no, we're not catching houses on fire over here, buddy. So shout out to Olivia for inspiring other kids everywhere, like my daughter, when she hears this story. I do practice some of my stories on Layla too before I get on here. So I'm glad I didn't do this one.
Yeah, you know that option on the podcast thing where you can skip ahead 30 seconds? Whenever you get to this one, you should just skip.
Not today, buddy.
But yes, Olivia saving the day. Hats off and do rags off to her. And doesn't matter how old or young you are, you can always save the day, always do the right thing. And what I really took from that positive news story is, doesn't matter how old or young you are, if you see something happening, It's ingrained in all humans to do the right thing.
Like that. I like that a lot.
My last Youth is Awesome with a positive truth story is about Lighthouse Christian School in Anatook, Tennessee. Hopefully I said that.
That was pretty good.
Why, thank you. Every semester at this school, they're like, we need to give back. It's a religious school. School's ministry is that we're not just teaching you your education, we're teaching you how to give back to your community. So you all need to choose an organization you want to donate to. And this year, the schools, we're going to raise money for the largest refugee camp in Bangladesh. And we're going to send them supplies for meal kits. They raised $21,000 to spend on supplies for meal kits to send to Bangladesh. That's just impressive. The fact that they all chose it on their own, no adult supervision, they planned it, they put it together, they raised the money. And all the teachers did, is they do this every single year. Just like, you all got to choose, you all got to decide, you all got to raise the money. We'll help you get the resources on certain things. You all need to take the initiative, because when you're out of school, there's going to be problems in the world and you're going to need to take the initiative, learn about it, and get back and help. That's just a wonderful idea, you know what I mean? The students got educated on refugee camps. They found the largest one. They couldn't send food, so they sent supplies. They sent money. I think it's absolutely awesome, not just on the school board, but on the students. And I want to talk about it here on The Positive Truth.
Yeah, I definitely think it's awesome that they had to pivot multiple times, wanting to give back, but they had to give back a certain way. Instead of just giving up or finding a new organization, they figured out what they needed to do to make sure they could help. So I think that's awesome, man.
Perfect life skills everyone needs. That's what we like about the education programs out here. Tim, do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Don't live the same life. Don't live the same year 75 times and call it a life. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.